promotion. It's a fantastic afternoon for the football club.
Yeah, of course. Finally, we are up, and that was the most important thing. So today, and after 10 months, is done. I'm happy for the fans, for the players, for the board, because maybe the people don't know during one season what's going on, which work we have to do, you know, not only on the pitch, you know. And the achievement was amazing, so it's obvious that we are satisfied today.
Can you put into words what this means to you personally after such a difficult season, both on and off the pitch?
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult to split the two situations, you know, the job with your private life, but it's a part of your life, it's obvious. So it was a very, very tough season. At the beginning, we know for the result, for my job, and then stay far from my parents, and then what happened the last 6 months. For this, today there is a, you know, special test, even if it's strange, you know. I'm very happy inside, but there is a feel of sadness for some reason. I'm happy because through my job, someone up there can be a bit proud about what I have done and what I achieved this year as a manager, first season as a manager. And the fact that my dad in some way pushed me to come and sign and be confident this way make me even more happy, because he already at the time was looking well, you know what I mean, was positive, and now also he inspired me from there. So it's a special season. Obviously there is a bad test for what I lost, but we know that one day should happen, and the fact that straight away we won the league, we went up. I'm very happy. It's a special dedication to them.
And you're very close now to completing the whole set by winning the league as well.
Yeah, but if we keep going like we perform, let me speak as a manager now, even if we went up, I don't lost the attention to our performances. It's difficult to become champion, because I told my player is a very, very stupid. I can tell them they have to celebrate. They have day off tomorrow, but it doesn't mean that you have to go out and go drunk, because about why, I don't see why this habit, someone can say, ah, but normally the people do this, but that is stupid. But I don't see why. You don't have to celebrate, yes, with one, two, three glasses of red wine or champagne, but why go drunk? How you can test, you can feel, you can live your moment if you're drunk, you go blurry. You know, why? I don't see why. I prefer to stay